2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a story you may not know about, and that is this. Joe Biden's Department of Justice prevented Leslie Wolf from discussing details about David Weiss's authority when it came to charging Hunter Biden. That's what we've been told. This now coming from the Daily Caller, James Lynch, the investigative reporter there, saying, quote, the scope of top Hunter Biden prosecutor David Weiss's authority was off limits for his former staffer when she testified before Congress. That's right. The former assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware, Leslie Wolf, testified December the 14th before the House Judiciary Committee and did not have permission to discuss the details of Weiss's charging authority on the Hunter Biden case, according to a transcript that's been reviewed now by the Daily Caller. This is shocking. Wolf was asked, and I'm going to read the transcript for you. Quote, okay, with respect to the Hunter Biden case, Stuart Goldberg testified that even though David Weiss has said he has ultimate charging authority, that the tax division still was required to approve any tax charges. Was that your understanding? Again, Wolf was asked this. Quote, I am not authorized to speak on the particulars of an ongoing matter, Wolf replied. Okay, so you're not authorized to speak on David Weiss's charging authority, question mark. I mean, that's been one of the areas that the Justice Department has allowed witnesses to address. The committee then responded, quote, it is my understanding that because you have heard directly from others on this issue who are in a far better position than I am to speak to the actual scope of his authority, that I am not authorized to speak on that, Wolf answered. The response? So, you're not authorized to speak on Weiss's authority? That's correct, Wolf said. She proceeded to give a generalized description of what she believed Weiss's authority to be without going into detail, saying, quote, it was always my understanding, without the particulars, was that U.S. Attorney Weiss would have the necessary authority to bring charges that he believed were appropriate to bring in any jurisdiction that he felt was appropriate to bring said charges in, Wolf then stated. She did not answer specific questions related to cases she worked on where DOJ tax authority might have been an issue. Wolf instead spoke vaguely about the tax division's general approval processes and referred to the criminal tax division manual for those responses. Now, the reason why I'm reading this for you is because you need to understand what a cover-up sounds like. You need to understand how corrupt the DOJ is when it comes to protecting the President of the United States of America. And to protect the President of the United States of America, they had to make sure that Hunter Biden was not charged with real crimes. Now we understand how all this went down. Now, the acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice, the Tax Division, Stuart Goldberg, testified before the Judiciary Committee in October and said the DOJ Tax Division has approval authority over Weiss's investigative steps and any potential charges he decides to level against Hunter Biden, according to the transcript that was also now reviewed by the Daily Caller. So what does this mean? It means that you and I and every American were lied to. When they said that David Weiss had the ultimate power and authority to charge Hunter Biden wherever he saw it fit, meaning in New York or California or Delaware, wherever the crimes could have been committed, we were lied to. He did not, based on the transcripts and the testimony, have the approval or the authority to actually take the steps to charge Hunter Biden with the major tax charges. Now, this also explains more of the protection of Hunter Biden. We got to go back, and I want to remind you, because this should be a massive year, election year issue, number one. All right, so understand, this needs to be brought up by every Republican that's running for president right now. And obviously, Donald Trump would be leading on this. But this is the part you have to understand about the lies that have been told here. David Weiss, when he was investigating Hunter Biden, was never actually investigating Hunter Biden. He was protecting Hunter Biden. Now, when I say that, that's a pretty intense claim, right? That's a pretty big accusation that I'm making. Well, to be clear, I'm not the only one making this accusation. We know for a fact that they allowed the statute of limitations to run out on the most egregious tax charges that would have been filed against Hunter Biden. The statute of limitations was coming up. They knew that the statute of limitations was coming up, and they allowed them to expire for the charges that would have been federal offenses that would have been had Hunter Biden facing significant and real jail time. So if you are actually investigating crimes, as they claim that they were investigating against Hunter Biden, you sure as hell wouldn't have allowed the statute of limitations to run out on those charges that you were planning on bringing against Hunter Biden, unless you are protecting the president's son at all costs to cover all of this up, which goes back to the acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice, Tax Division, Goldberg, testifying back in October, as I mentioned a moment ago, and he said that the DOJ Tax Division has approval authority over Weiss's investigative steps and any potential tax charges he decides to level against Hunter Biden. That's in the transcript. Now, listen to this. Goldberg cited the DOJ's own manual and regulations outlining the scope of the DOJ's tax division authority. The guidelines still apply even with Weiss's special counsel status, Goldberg went on to state. Weiss confirmed that the DOJ's tax division's authority under federal regulations and the Department of Justice's manual when he testified before the Judiciary Committee in November, according to another transcript reviewed, Weiss pointed out he did not run into problems with the DOJ tax officials during the Hunter Biden investigation. So what does that mean? It means that they were all working together to make sure that the statute of limitations expired so that the most egregious tax crimes could not be brought against Hunter Biden, which would protect the dad, which would protect the president and then the vice president of the United States of America in their corrupt business practices. Because if you did charge Hunter Biden with these tax charges, it would have opened up the entire can of worms in the courtroom that would expose the corruption of the Biden crime family. We go back to the charging of Hunter Biden, all right? Let's go back to the sweetheart deal and the charges against him. There was a charge of the gun issue, right? That he bought the gun while he was under the influence and using drugs at the time. And it was very easy to prove that. And he was going to get the sweetheart deal. They knew he was going to get the deal and everything was just going to be fine, right? That was the whole ball game, remember? Why did they choose that to be one of the charges? Because it didn't connect anything to the Biden crime family. The tax charge, the gun charge, was completely separate and independent of any of the Biden crime family activities. It didn't connect the father to him, China, Romania, Russia, any of the corruption or collusion that we've talked about and the money that was flowing into the Biden bank accounts. That's why they went with that. They also went with some of the tax issues that also were about basic issues of like failure to file, for example. Or those issues would, again, also insulate and protect Joe Biden. Now, if they would have charged him with the biggest and the major tax charges, it would have then brought in evidence that would then connect the Biden crime family to the corruption of, you guessed it, Hunter Biden. Now, this is where Weiss comes in. Weiss, being the Delaware U.S. attorney, quote, defended Wolf and his entire team on the Hunter Biden case during his testimony. Now, Wolf is no longer employed by the DOJ and left her position weeks before her testimony. I guess this is what happens when you're going to get paid. This also comes back to how brave the IRS whistleblowers actually were. Let me remind you of two people. I think we've talked about this before on this show. IRS whistleblowers Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler have accused Wolf and other DOJ officials of giving Hunter Biden special treatment throughout the ongoing criminal investigation into the first son, and it centered all around his taxes and the millions of dollars that were coming in. In fact, listen carefully to this, witness testimony from the DOJ, witness testimony from the FBI, and witness testimony from IRS officials all confirmed key allegations that were first brought forward by these two brave IRS whistleblowers. You may have forgotten that House Republicans detailed all of this and showed that this perceived, you know, Weiss's charging authority was not real. And the DOJ's tax division ability to prove that Weiss's decision was clearly protecting the president. One major allegation, by the way, that was provided by that IRS whistleblower, who was a brave man, a hero, Gary Shapley, was that David Weiss stated at an October the 7th, 2022 meeting. This isn't that long ago, folks. October the 7th, 2022. We're talking just over a year ago. There was a meeting, and the DOJ rejected his request for special counsel authority and instructed Weiss to follow the process, quote unquote. Shapley's attorneys have released an email Shapley sent and handwritten notes documenting his accounts of that October the 7th, 2022 meeting where the special treatment was being given to the Bidens. Weiss, by the way, confirmed DOJ officials rejected. So this is on the record now. Weiss confirmed that the DOJ officials rejected his request for special attorney authority under Section 515 in the spring of last year and told him to follow the process instead. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan also told reporters that Weiss's testimony vindicated the IRS whistleblowers and confirmed the accusations from Gary Shapley. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They stand behind their values, and they stand behind exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profit, and that is why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal with the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the radical left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, are veterans and first responders. And more than just that, they are actually a 100% U.S.-based company with customer service teams that make switching easy. So you can keep your same number you have right now. You can keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Friday76. That's Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make the switch today at patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, in addition to all the information that I just told you, Weiss also confirmed that President Biden appointed U.S. attorneys for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, and the Central District of California, E. Martin Estrada. They did not cooperate on the Hunter Biden case. Let me say it again. They did not cooperate on the Hunter Biden case. And now I wonder why, right? Like, why would they not have cooperated on the Hunter Biden case? Could it be because they deliberately wanted to make sure that Joe Biden got away with all the crimes that he got away with? Could it be that they wanted to make sure that they protected the President of the United States of America? Well, let's dive into that idea for a second. Graves' choice resulted in the statute of limitations expiring. This is a fact. If you're taking notes, write this one down. It resulted in the statute of limitations expiring for all of the alleged tax-related offenses committed by Hunter Biden, the most egregious ones in 2014 and 2015 tax years, Weiss has confirmed. So this isn't up for debate. And when you're dealing with these woke, crazy, psycho liberals, This is a point you should be making. Weiss has admitted it. Yes, I am a guy that was supposed to be investigating Hunter Biden. Instead, I was acting like he was his attorney, and I was protecting Joe Biden. Remember, I don't give a crap about Hunter Biden. I want to say that again. I don't give a crap about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a bag man, okay? He's a bag man that was an addict that was abused by his own family. They saw an opportunity to abuse their power. In fact, let me just back that up real quick by reminding you of what Hunter Biden said in his own words, okay? In his own words, when Hunter Biden had that press conference, remember that press conference? He talked about his daddy, right? He talked about his dad and you know, they were loving me and kind to me. Listen to Hunter Biden in his own words.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist.
And certainly not as an artist. That was added in there by the lawyers in front of Capitol Hill, right? I mean, that was a cover your AWS statement if I've ever heard one. Let me also play for you this from Hunter Biden, because I said this a moment ago, and I want to make the point again. Hunter Biden has said over and over again, you know, my father was never involved. And the story changed, right? At first, it was my father never talked about business, you know, and then Hunter Biden or Joe Biden said it over and over again. I never talked about the, you know, the business dealings with the period, right? Where there's a, we're going to have a concrete wall, a brick wall between my family's business and me, right? And that's what we're going to do. Well, that was a lie. And it's been constant lies over and over and over again. But I also told you what the alibi was going to be. The alibi was always going to be Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. And if he did, it was only because he was a drug addict. That was the alibi. Because that's an alibi you couldn't use with James Biden or any other Biden crime family members, right? You needed somebody. And I want you to think about just how evil you have to be. And this is, again, my opinion, but this is based on the assessment of the information that I now have. James Biden, the president's brother, Dr. Jill Biden, Joe Biden, they all knew that Hunter Biden was an addict. We know that from the laptop. We know that from the emails. We know that from the books that have been written by the family. If you know that your family member is an addict, why would you give them access to millions of dollars to feed that habit that could kill them? We know that they knew that when the money was flowing in from all these shady business deals that he was doing with Burisma and Romania and China, right, and Russia and the oligarchs there, that they knew the money was going to human trafficking, sex trafficking, prostitutes, and an unbelievable amount of drug use. They didn't care. They didn't care because that was the only way they could funnel the money into the Biden crime family. In fact, they exploited their own family members' drug use and abuse, addiction, which just is sick on so many different levels, because they said, hey, this is great. He can do things that we would never do. Hunter Biden can do deals with Russian oligarchs that are best friends with the Putins and Chinese Communist Party officials because he's an addict. James Biden, by the way, was smart enough to never take those risks, not in the same way that Hunter Biden was willing to do the deals. And in fact, they were basically pimps for Hunter Biden. The Biden crime family, and this includes the president of the United States of America, they prostituted him out. It was, hey, you need a fix, don't you? Okay, well, here, do this deal with these shady business people, make them happy, and then you'll get a paycheck. They exploited his drug addiction. You want to know why I will never trust the Biden crime family to care about me or you or anybody else? Because they didn't even protect, like, they didn't even protect their own son. You know, Dr. Jill Biden walks around like she's a doctor, right? Like an MD. And everybody's got to say doctor this and doctor that and doctor. Like, what kind of woman allows a family member to be exploited this way? Where's the nurturing aspect of that of a woman who's saying, "Hey, you guys could kill him. Y'all are giving him all this money that he's blowing through. What, like, we're going to get a phone call in the middle of the night." What you would do normally is cut that person off. It's the same reason why I don't give money to homeless people on the side of the road, because I know 99% of the time that money is going to go to what? Alcoholism or drug abuse. I know that. I'm not an idiot. By the way, it doesn't mean I don't give to homeless shelters where they're trying to help people get away from that lifestyle. I have massive compassion for people that are drug addicts. I really do. I have massive compassion for people that get addicted to opioids, for example. I've had friends, and by the way, lost friends to opioid addiction. Many of them that never knew that they were about to be given a narcotic that was going to change their life forever in a legal way. But what I wouldn't do is, if someone had an opioid addiction, I wouldn't say, "Hey, come work for me and I'll give you money and then you can keep your addiction alive." Like, I wouldn't do that. That's what the Biden family did to their own son. And it goes back to the alibi. They knew there was an alibi, right? So Hunter Biden says, "My father was never involved in my business dealings." Okay, well, let me rephrase that. "My father never profited from my business dealings." All right, well, hold on. Let me rephrase that. "My father never actually made direct money off my artwork," right? Like, this, the narrative keeps changing. And then what's the alibi? Well, you know, they loved me when I was an addict.
"During my battle with addiction, my parents were there for me."
Were they? Were they really there for you? Or did they use your addiction to make them more money? The 10% for the big guy. I mean, you guys had some hell of a years in the business while you were an addict.
"They literally saved my life."
Did they? Did they save your life, or did they exploit your addiction to enrich themselves? This is the only time I've ever actually felt compassion for Hunter Biden. When I saw him in front of the Capitol doing this press conference, reading these words, I was sitting there and I'm like, wow, I actually felt bad for him. This is a grown man who needed a father and family members that gave him real love and compassion while in the depths of addiction, and instead they gave him what he needed to get his next high. They gave him access to business deals and access to money that no normal parent or human being would ever give to an addict. And they did it. In fact, they made more money because of his addiction, because this was the alibi all along.
"They helped me in ways that I will never be able to repay. And of course, they would never expect me to. And in the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that as grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen."
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You've changed again. At first, it was, "My father never spoke to anybody in my business." Then it was, "My father did take phone calls to talk about the weather." Then it was, "Well, maybe he played golf with some of my business associates." Then it was, "Okay, well, maybe he gave me some advice on business." And then it changed to what he just said. "Well, he didn't financially make any money directly." And, of course, the same line they say over and over again. There was no evidence to connect. There is evidence. You paid for a whole lot of daddy's stuff, including a remodel of a house. You have direct payments coming in from China and Ukraine, and then money directly going into your father's bank account on the same days that the money was being transferred. You have the WhatsApp message where you say you're sitting there with your father, and then $5 million shows up within a week of you sending the message, threatening that your father and you would get angry.
"James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, and their colleagues have distorted the facts by cherry-picking lines from a bank statement, manipulating texts I sent."
Wait, here's my question. When did they manipulate text messages? I've been asking that question since this press conference, and no one's been able to answer that question for me. When did they manipulate text messages? The reason why I'm asking the question is because I can tell you the answer. It never happened. There was no text messages that they manipulated. But you throw out there that, right, the other side is evil, the other side is bad, the other side's doing everything wrong, that my father is completely clean from this. Here's my question. If your father is clean, then why was he making millions and millions of dollars off of your activities? And then ask yourself this question, and this may be the most important question of all. What was the product that Hunter Biden was selling? Was he selling a widget? Was it what was he selling? What was Hunter Biden selling? I can tell you, by the way, what he was selling. He was selling access. That's what he was selling. He was selling the access to the Biden family. And the only person in the Biden family that mattered was Joe Biden. That was what he was selling. That is the access. That's the whole ball game. That's everything, folks. That's all of it. The product was Joe Biden. And the product by default was the United States government. And they sit there and they say, oh, there's no evidence. There's nothing here. There's no there, right? There's nothing here. Okay, so let's go back to what we learned from Weiss and wrap this up. You look at the two IRS whistleblowers, Graves and Estrada. They testified separately before the House Judiciary Committee in October, and they both said they did not partner with Weiss on the case, according to the transcripts. Graves and Estrada's conduct was first highlighted by the IRS whistleblowers. The IRS agents testified to the House Ways and Means Committee that Hunter Biden's alleged tax crimes were in 14 and 15 tax years were tied to income he received, listen carefully, from Ukrainian energy firm Burisma Holdings. Wolf then faced additional questions in relation to Weiss's ability to charge outside of his jurisdiction and the Section 515 request he made in the spring of 2022. She repeatedly declined to answer those specific questions and deferred them to David Weiss. Quote, I think again, to the extent I'm authorized to speak on the scope of the U.S. Attorney Weiss's authority, I indicated it was my understanding that he would have the authority he needed. The particulars of that and what it looks like, what it looked like, I do not have either authorization to speak to or, quite frankly, the knowledge thereof, Wolf reiterated. So in other words, I don't know anything, right? James Comer, Jim Jordan, I don't know nothing here. Weiss, by the way, wrote three letters to congressional lawmakers addressing the IRS whistleblower's allegations prior to his testimony. In a June 7th letter, Weiss said he had ultimate authority over the Hunter Biden case, yet he wrote a letter later that month saying his charging authority had geographical limitations. So he lied to Congress. And it's his own words and his own letters. Then Weiss subsequently wrote a letter in July to Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham denying Shapley's accusations he requested special counsel authority. He alluded to internal discussions over the special attorney authority without going into detail. And the Attorney General Garland appointed Weiss special counsel in August following the IRS whistleblower allegations and the collapse of the Hunter Biden guilty plea agreement in Delaware. Weiss is simultaneously serving as special counsel and the Delaware U.S. attorney. Garland testified in September and similarly deferred to Weiss on particular details of the Hunter Biden investigation, the charging authority. Hunter Biden is staring down 9 federal tax charges in the Central District of California, including 3 felonies and 3 federal gun charges in Delaware. He pleaded not guilty, as you know, in October to the gun charges and seeks to have them dismissed. So what did Shapley and Ziegler say? In a statement, they were vindicated by the California tax indictment. Hunter Biden is suing the IRS for alleged disclosures by the whistleblowers. This isn't a joke. And Hunter Biden's arraignment for the California tax charges is scheduled to take place in January. So all that I just told you, what this means is the whistleblowers were telling the truth. David Weiss was lying. The White House was lying. The President of the United States of America was lying. And what we do know is this. The product has always been Joe Biden. I don't give a crap about Hunter. I care about Joe. Don't forget, share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Please hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple iTunes, or subscribe or auto-download depending on what you're listening on, what platform. But make sure you follow us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.